Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by two of our friends, Nathan and Quinn. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our website, kidshortstories.org. Send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And I want to give a special shout out to Samuel from Australia, Everly from St. Louis, Sullivan from Minnesota, Crosby from Washington State, Haley and Olivia from Michigan, Lev and Maya from Seattle. I am so glad that you guys are on the Spy Kid team and part of the Kid Short Stories family. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! It was raining outside at Nathan and Quinn's house, and so they had to find something to do inside. When it rains by you, what do you like to do inside? I like to color and do art projects, or maybe build a big building or a fort with some blankets and pillows, or maybe play with some toys or games. There's so many fun things to do even when it's raining outside. And at Quinn and Nathan's house, you know what they like to do when it rains outside? They love to color and do drawings and art projects. They were so good at coloring and making some really cool pictures. The day before, their parents went to the store and found a really special set of markers that they'd never seen before. It came in this like rainbow package, and it said, "Whatever you color comes to life." Huh. Well, that sounds like, you know, I don't think that's real, but I bet these are really cool colors and it'll look like the creatures come right to life, Quinn said. Nathan opened the package and pulled out all the markers. Wow! These are the brightest colors I've ever seen. They look so real. Quinn agreed. Pretty soon, they had found some big pieces of paper to start their drawings on. When they started to color, they focused on coloring and drawing dinosaurs. That was their favorite thing to do. And so the first one, I'll give you some clues and you're gonna guess what it is. The first one had a long tail, big legs, short little arms, and big teeth. Do you know what kind of dinosaur that is? That's a T-Rex. Yeah, good job. The next dinosaur had pokey horns out of its head. Yeah, Triceratops. Great job. And then this one had a long neck. What do you think that is? Like a Brontosaurus? So he can reach the leaves at the top of the trees? Nailed it. So Nathan and Quinn got to work to draw their three dinosaurs. They were a great team. They would both color the outline of the dinosaur, and then they would work together to put all the colors inside of the dinosaur to make it look extra real. They had just finished all the outlines when Nathan said, "Hey, Quinn, I really thought I drew this dinosaur's tail like this, but it changed. It's facing a different direction. Did you erase it and like redraw it?" "No, I didn't. I haven't touched that tail. But maybe you just forgot what it was supposed to be. It's not like it would move on its own. No way." Nathan and Quinn grabbed the markers to start coloring them in. They were so bright. "Wow, Quinn, I've never seen colors like this. They look so real." Nathan and Quinn loved these new markers and quickly finished all three of the dinosaurs. They were very excited to hang them up on the wall, so they ran upstairs to tell their parents that they were all done with those drawings. As they were running up the stairs, they heard a sound. "Roar!" "What was that?" Quinn said. "Let's go back and check our drawings," they ran back downstairs. And when they looked at the table, wait a second, what happened? They're gone. The paper's here, but the drawings, it's like someone erased them. They're gone. Nathan, did you do this? Did you like trick me? Is this like magic marker or something? Oh, no way. I don't even know what happened, Quinn. They were both very confused. They had spent the past hour drawing these three amazing dinosaurs. But the papers that they were drawing them on were now all white. It was like they didn't even draw them. And then they heard the sound again. What was that? They turned around and looked around the corner. The three dinosaurs that they drew on their papers were standing in their kitchen! Run! Nathan and Quinn couldn't believe their eyes, and they started running around the house screaming in terror. Ah! Help! There's dinosaurs in the kitchen! Boys, hey, keep it down there. Not too loud. Their parents didn't even believe them. Quick! Quinn, we gotta open the doors and get those things outside before they make a huge mess. Go, go, go! Quinn opened the door, and the three dinosaurs ran outside. They were still the same size as they had drawn on their piece of paper, and I think they were actually very nice. When Nathan and Quinn went outside, and remember, it was raining, the dinosaurs looked at them like they were their parents. Quinn, do you think that they think we're like their parents? Yeah, they're looking at us like they are hungry or something, and oh boy. These two and three dinosaurs, they were so happy. They started rolling around and having so much fun, but I think they were hungry. What do you think dinosaurs, like baby dinosaurs, what do you think they eat? Nathan and Quinn, they weren't sure, so they ran inside and started to look around for anything that might be good. Oh, I bet the brontosaurus, the one that likes leaves, maybe he'll like some salad. So they grabbed a bag of salad. What about the T-Rex and the Triceratops? Maybe some dog food. Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's bring dog food. And as they brought all the food outside for the dinosaurs, the rain was slowly stopping and the sun was starting to come out. And the dinosaurs gobbled up all the food. This is amazing. Quinn couldn't believe his eyes. You're telling me that we just drew three dinosaurs on that piece of paper and then they came to life? These really are magic markers. Just imagine the possibilities of what else we could draw. If you had a magic marker, what do you think you would draw? Yeah, it would come alive. It would be real. Wow, that would be so cool. Yeah, Nathan and Quinn, they discovered something amazing with their markers, and I think they're going to spend the rest of their day drawing some more friends. You should too. You should spend today thinking of some cool creatures or things that you should draw. And you should send it to me on Instagram. Go to our Kid Short Stories page on Instagram and send me your favorite creature that you wish would come alive right out of your paper. Well, you have a fantastic day, and we'll see you next time on Kid Short Stories. Bye!